Cubs. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's been a winning season for the TV networks that carry NFL games. Viewership was up 5% over last year. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. We're joined by Tom Lason, a media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, so what do you make of these ratings rising?
One of the most interesting things, Cisco, is that this is actually the second consecutive year that NFL ratings have risen by about 5%. And that translates into about 16.5 million people on average per game, if you can believe that. And what I sort of attribute it to is just some of the headwinds. You know, memories are short, and some of the headwinds that the NFL was facing have tended to fade away. Colin Kaepernick, that story has faded a little bit. Trump's call for a boycott, worries about concussions, too many TV ads, they reduced the inventory a little bit, invasive officiating, rule changes that helped the offense. I think the NFL went into the back room, did its own X's and O's and made a few fixes, and I think we're seeing the results of that.
And that, I mean, it just goes to show you, people love the NFL, and so if you can get past those things, they'll come back.
Absolutely. It is one of the few remaining ways to aggregate a massive audience. And, you know, the networks are paying for that. It's a huge property. They're talking about this next round of negotiations when the contracts come up in about 2022, that instead of doing about, you know, $5 billion a year in revenues coming out of the networks, Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, in 2022, they could double that. I mean, you could see rates, the NFL rake in $10 billion per year in this next round. So football's momentum is continuing and just seems unstoppable.
But in order to do that, they have to continue this trend of getting more people paying attention, right? Because otherwise they're not going to be able to demand the money.
Absolutely. But, you know, the beautiful thing about the NFL is that they can always get that young male audience. I've got a couple cord cutters in my life, and that's the big topic in media these days, is running away from the traditional networks. But the workaround, they are happy to cut the cord with one exception, and that's the NFL. So that property is such a ratings getter. The inventory sells for $600,000 on average for a 30-second spot. The best entertainment show on TV is about $395. So the power's there, the audience is there, and the marketing piece that you've talked about is really getting some juice now when you get things like sports betting going across the country, fantasy football. Those things continue to feed this machine.
One of the things I've been fascinated by, and I think this is really them being nimble, the NFL being so open to streaming on their app. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can get all of your hometown games streaming if you're streaming in town.
Yeah, streaming is a piece of that. The feedback from the NFL and some other industry analysts that are pretty tied into this seem to indicate that really the feeling in the league is that the streaming piece is not ready for prime time yet. Yes, Amazon pays $130 million a year to stream games for the past two seasons, but that deal expires. So yes, streaming is a piece of it, but it's still seems to me like television and the traditional broadcast networks are going to be the key going forward for a while.
Thanks so much, Tom Lason, a Seattle-based media analyst. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason.
The WBBM.